KXEI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
My name is Corina Teresa Untiveros. I'm from Las Cruces, New Mexico, born and raised, and I've lived in Tucson now pretty much half my life, but I've lived in Phoenix and in New Mexico again. I returned before I got married and have been in Tucson ever since.
Could you tell me more about your life in New Mexico?
Yes, I grew up in Las Cruces, which reminds me of a younger Tucson. It's in the southern part of the state. So I've often reflected on how at least the differences in my experience of growing up in southern New Mexico versus northern New Mexico. And my mom is from El Paso, Texas, so I spent a lot of time there too growing up. And I have family in Phoenix, so my family is firmly rooted in the southwestern part of the United States.
So a person coming from the Southwest, how do you describe your identity?
I distinctly remember asking my dad. I had a sense that we were strong, we were proud, we were good people. And I remember him saying Chicano. And that always stayed with me. As I grew up, considering the other identities in terms of culture, you know, that we use, like Hispanic. For a while, I used it, but it never really sat with me, you know. And Latino, I always felt that was too broad. And over time, I have used mostly Chicano, Chicana, Mexican-American, Mexican, Latina now interchangeably, but of the heart, yo soy una Chicana. I always like to say that, you know, the term Chicana for me is rooted in a respect and a reverence for the civil rights leaders of the, over time, certainly going back centuries, but more recently in the 60s, 70s, those who embraced the term Chicano in terms of the indigenous European mestiaje que somos, that we are. I really always want to remember Ruben Salazar, Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta, Maria Molina, lots of leaders, you know, alongside Martin Luther King, Leonard Peltier, people who have put their lives and their lives on the line for us and for those to come.
How does your Chicana identity is related to the Tucson community?
Having lived in Phoenix, having grown up in Las Cruces, I find Tucson to be more like home in the sense of comunidad. You know, there's, you know, people, you feel comfortable. Like when I was growing up in Las Cruces, a smaller town feel with activism, with a focus on social justice. In my experience, and I liked Phoenix when I was there, but I remember feeling that its size and the influences were just so enormous that it was easy to maybe just stay in a certain sector and kind of live in that space. And I feel like Tucson allows for people to cross sectors, if you will, like experience the totality of the metropolitan area. And everywhere you go, there's going to be a space where community, comunidad, social justice, the concern for others seems just to be a little bit more present. At least that's been my experience. And so Chicanismo, being a Chicana in this space, is very much at home because we do live in Arizona. We are grappling with very extreme positions, especially positions that don't allow for equality or even more than that, equity across the sectors, especially when we talk about culture, who are the people that are getting services or access to measures that allow us to make gains. And so I think those are real issues that as a community, at least we're willing to face more directly in Tucson.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, production and editing by Gwendoline Hernandez, DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.